has been much written about Paul, and some of it has been very amusing, but nothing has captured his essence quite like Kathy Rudolph has. She was a fan who became a friend and a confidant to Paul, and she really got to know the guy. Paul was an enigma. His likes and dislikes were acute. I enjoyed this biography immensely. She unveiled things about Paul that I never knew. This book will appeal to anyone who has ever dreamed of meeting their idol and forming a relationship with them. It's entertaining and yet poignant. For the first time ever, you will really get to know the heart and soul of the man voted America's favorite comedian, Paul Lynde. The club was mostly men. This was new to me, but I didn't care. I was with Paul Lynde, and I held on tighter to my man. Paul found a table, and a Latin-looking waiter arrived. Paul ordered drinks, and the waiter returned so quickly that there was no doubt Paul was king. The music was throbbing with great disco tunes. "Let's dance," I said to Paul, and the people parted the way to give us room. It was my first time dancing with the star. He took my hand and twirled me around, did a few hustle steps, and would say things to make me laugh. The 52-year-old had lots of energy, and I was on cloud nine. A few men came up to us while we danced, trying to cut in. I wasn't sure if they wanted to dance with me or Paul, but the star politely told them he was dancing with me tonight. Later, others approached him, offering whiffs of poppers, also known as butyl nitrate, which was bought over the counter and gave a quick head rush when inhaled. It seemed to be quite popular among the dancers. The night flew by so fast, and then our waiter stopped by our table again. It was last call, and it was nearly 2 a.m. I was a nervous wreck trying to figure out how the night would end. I wondered where he would take me after this and how much more romantic the night would get. Then the lights flickered, signaling the club was closed. Paul stood up from the table as Liz said goodnight to us. Then he gave me a kiss and said, "Good night, Kathy. I'll see you tomorrow at the show. Come backstage when it's over." My face fell as I watched Paul walk out with our waiter. The club was mostly men. This was new to me, but I didn't care. I was with Paul Lynde, and I held on tighter to my man. Paul found a table, and a Latin-looking waiter arrived. Paul ordered drinks, and the waiter returned so quickly there was no doubt Paul was king. The music was thriving with great disco tunes. "Let's dance," I said to Paul, and the people parted the way to give us room. It was my first time dancing with the star. He took my hand and twirled me around, did a few hustle steps, and would say things to make me laugh. The 52-year-old had lots of energy, and I was on cloud nine. A few men came up to us while we were dancing, trying to cut in. I wasn't sure if they wanted to dance with me or Paul, but the star politely told them that he was dancing with me tonight. Later, others approached him, offering whiffs of poppers, also known as butyl nitrate, which was bought over the counter and gave a quick head rush when inhaled. It seemed to be quite popular among the dancers. The night flew by so fast, and then our waiter stopped by the table again. It was last call, and it was nearly 2 a.m. I was a nervous wreck trying to figure out how the night would end. I wondered where he would take me after this and how much more romantic the night would get. Then the lights flickered, signaling the club was closed. Paul stood up from the table as Liz said goodnight to us. Then he gave me a kiss and said, "Good night, Kathy. I will see you tomorrow at the show. Come backstage when it's over." My face fell as I watched Paul walk out with our waiter. One of the most famous and funniest characters known in the world of television in the mid-1960s was known as Uncle Arthur. That hilarious role, played by Paul, was actually made just for his personality. It became one of his most memorable characters in his career. On the set, Paul would always crack Liz up during rehearsal. It became so bad one time that Liz couldn't speak her lines and neither of the actors could contain themselves before the camera. They were so out of control that Bill finally threw his hands up and told everyone to break for an early lunch. Paul cherished working with Liz, until she became Serena, Samantha's spitfiring cousin. As Serena, she got to play something a little spicier than a proper housewife and got to wear short skirts, lots of makeup, and a black wig. She invented the character herself, and Paul hated it. Les knew what made Paul tick. He used that knowledge when he wrote answers.